The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Here it is, June 18th, 2012, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, It is really, really great to be back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's weird. I don't normally take a vacation separate from all you guys.
Right.
And to be back in the living room studio, it's great to be with my friend Oscar.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
It's so good
Miss
to be
you.
Here.
Not yeah. at all.
Oh, hey, oh. thanks, buddy.
Oh, you know, I love
and
you.
Good here. I see RJ's mysterious
thanks
face.
Thanks for returning my call.
What?
Welcome back.
I was gone.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I was gone. I don't know. Oh, and also my good friend and my buddy and my cohort, Mark Ronick.
Yeah, and thank you for letting me sit in your chair all last week.
Yes, it smells
Appreciate except
it.
One day.
It smells nice.
Yeah.
And also, of course, to see Kindly Buzz.
Wait, you were gone?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No! That's enough. He's ready to talk. Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me.
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man.
My lord, we found it.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Bring it in!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
It borders on disheartening when you pull an opening clip for one guy.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with a blank look on his face. You didn't even know what it was, Oscar.
I had quite the morning.
I understand. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, Yay. The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than, get this, 14 million times
wow.
and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us. Mm. We doing this?
Nah.
Well, we can if you like.
We have a phone.
718-506-1625.
Phones are up.
That number again. 718-506-1625. It is.
It ends in two.
Monday, June 18th, 2012, and we are here for you. And our show comes to you.
It brought to you today by Clores Perry Mitchell. Gentlemen, help me welcome a new sponsor to the show because it's true. Medical malpractice really does happen. That's probably no surprise. It even happens at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases because KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants, and they do. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202 202- 628-8100 or clores.com with more information. That's K-L-O-R-E-S. It's Clores with a K, .com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. And that's today's new sponsor.
Nice.
Very cool. Welcome aboard. Mm-hmm. All three of them. Nice guys,
Perry Mitchell.
All. Yes. Very like them all. And it is great to be back.
Yeah, welcome.
And it's, as I said in the open, the wonderful sketch.
That was
it
brilliant.
It was a great
Happy
skit.
Happy Monday.
Brilliant. Yes. I think Peabody is in order.
I love it. I love it. But it's weird to be gone because I missed a lot of things.
So did I. When I was gone. Yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah, I mean, and you feel left out.
Haley's Comet.
Yeah, I know. And that happens like only every couple weeks,
yeah, right?
Right. Mike gets himself a motorcycle. Cycle as a gift, which is pretty cool. Sadly, we lost Sam Drucker.
Now, finally, a chance to cover that properly.
Yeah, properly. And, well, you know, I killed him because one of the seven DVDs I brought to the beach with me was Green Acres Season 3.
Shocker.
So I apologize for killing Etta James and, of course, killing Frank Caney. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had the keys in the car on Thursday. I was going to come back because I thought Jerry Lewis was going to pass.
Oh, I know. It didn't look good.
It was really bad.
I was secretly hoping.
I'm sure it wasn't a secret.
Actually, I talked about it out loud. So
I'm pretty sure, on probably most of your podcasts.
Yes, I did.
So, you know.
Yeah,
but
I actually root for Jerry to be gone sooner than later.
I think, well, yeah, maybe.
That's the truth.
I might have to side with Oscar on this. I don't think he's a happy man. I think he might be happier in the great beyond.
A lot more
beyond.
Complaining than fun these days.
You see, when I saw this happen, I just had an immediate gut feeling. And he had low blood sugar and he took a nasty fall at the Friars
Let's
Club.
Let's go with that. Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But he's now awake and alert. And he had a few bites of cake,
good.
Which corrected his blood sugar.
I have two words.
Yes.
Because I actually looked for that story because I was hoping for the conclusion that I thought it was going to happen. Unfortunately, didn't.
Denied again.
He's an attention whore.
Well, of course.
Oh.
Who so in show business isn't?
This is the type of man that probably threw himself down the stairs.
Fabricated this, you're saying?
In the middle of the Friars Club, the Tom Cruise being honored. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to make it about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take this trip, and then I'm going to fall down with Chip Affleck.
It's gonna be awesome. I don't know. How old is he? Wow. He's so many weird broad strokes.
Really?
Jerry is, I think, 89.
Yeah, and his 89-year-old is not going to throw himself down a stair.
Yeah, 89-year-olds don't like to go to the hospital because that's normally
hips,
a one-way trip.
Like that.
Right.
No.
I think that's like Jerry. I think that's like something he would have done.
Yeah, that's his slapstick. That's what he did.
I think he's too old now to pull
that. Well, it's weird. You know what? It's almost like that diva mentality when you get so old that you're not relevant. Much like Madonna has. When Madonna had just exposed her breasts this past weekend at a concert in Istanbul. And she does it because...
Not Constantinople?
She does it because she feels like she needs to be shocking and crazy because she's not getting the attention she used to.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope she doesn't do that when she's 89.
Jerry's on his way out.
She did reveal her new bra size, though, a 44 long.
Well, Jerry's literally on his way out. Yeah. I don't know if he's even capable of...
That was why I had the bad feeling about Jerry is because I feel that when they removed him from the telethon, he has very little to live for.
And I think he really fell down.
This is why I had the bad feeling. Although he's still working on his Broadway version of The Nutty Professor.
Sure he is.
So God bless Jerry. But that's not the reason we came here today.
No?
No. We have our lead story, which is we have a broken chihuahua.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard about this
yet. Oh, it's something else for you to cheer about.
Yes.
I have my own hopes about this.
Well, I don't know much about it. I think RJ is the one that
today,
has the story.
So today, when I'm walking in the house.
Medical corner.
Joey's coming in from the back. From the kitchen, and he's got Frankie with him.
Yeah. Joey
is house sitting, right? And Frankie is looking a little drugged up, and it turns out that Beluga stepped on him.
Oh,
and they had to take him to the doctor, and the doctor gave him some medication. They want to keep him separate.
What are the nature of Frankie's injuries? What's the nature?
Somewhere in his spine.
Uh-huh. Really?
I mean,
So, now, was it a malicious step on? Were they fighting?
I don't think so. Beluga was probably just trying to get out of his own way and got in Frankie's
Beluga's
way.
Beluga's like
I
Jerry
don't know.
Lewis. He doesn't do anything on purpose.
That's right. No. Well, he's not
that
bright
guy's on his way out.
But that's all I know. Very little smidgen of what really happened. I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, what I heard from Joey through the... I heard it on the TMZ. Yeah. CMZ, actually. The Chihuahua Mile Zone. I heard that Frankie was like under a blanket. And then because the beluga, the beluga dog,
the beluga
was pressing the pressure on the blanket, that's how it happened. So there's, I mean, but there's no medical danger. He seems to be getting along okay out there.
They just wanted to keep him separate from the other dogs. You remember, Joey's got two more.
Exactly.
That's right. So.
Well, I don't know if he's on drugs or not, but when I got here, he was drinking orange juice and listening to the Allman Brothers. So we wish him well. We do wish him well. But that is, that was, he was, but he's bouncing around. He looks fine.
Yeah, seems okay.
Yeah, he saw me and then ran back to the kitchen.
Yeah, of course.
How was your vacation?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. It wasn't the weather wasn't exactly what the doctor would have ordered up if you could choose your
here.
Weather.
Yes.
That's nice, Buzz.
You should have been here.
Yeah, I should have. Should have.
Beautiful here. Yeah.
How was it? Well, you were in Kansas.
Well, it was
so you weren't
nice.
Here to enjoy the weather. Here.
No, I got back in time to enjoy a few days of it, but it was
lucky
very nice
for you.
In Kansas,
yeah.
I love this fighting.
Should have gone to Kansas.
Yeah, awesome. I should have gone to Kansas. The beaches there are wonderful.
I know.
We had drove down.
We have drove.
We...
Mm, yeah.
After the most successful poker run, Carrie and I drove to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, Nag's Head, on Sunday last week. And we had a nice drive, except Carrie doesn't like to start in one place and go to another place. What she likes is a series of stops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that.
And boy, is she all about that.
Is that a women thing? Because I've heard of this before.
I think it is.
Or is it a bladder thing?
No, it's not that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's not. You know what? Well, all the people in my family are pretty good about holding it. And so we can usually get, that's a 6-hour drive roughly if you do it in an efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were averaging about one stop for 6 hours, which is not bad.
And it's strange that out of all the people that are on the trip with you, and let me count them off if you.
I will.
It's your father.
No.
He drove separately?
Actually, we had a pretty dynamite arrangement going down because we went with my mom and her husband.
Oh.
And because they have the inn to get the house. So they had the house, but they had room for us. And we got them to take Robert. So for the trip down, we had the kids split up, which is...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you've got two kids, particularly a boy and a girl close in age... If you can have them in separate cars, this is great.
That way one doesn't step on the other one.
That's right. Yes. Break their neck.
And don't have any blankets.
So it's Julia, yourself, and Carrie.
And Carrie. And Julia was really dreading the trip because, you know, she has no electronics.
Yeah.
And normally when she goes in the... And she has the whole back seat to herself, there's going to be an iPad, and there's going to be an iPod, and there's going to be a laptop, and there's going to be blankets, and there's going to be goldfish crackers, and juice boxes, and water. Really, it's like just the 5-star hotel in the back seat.
Well, that's the way we used to take road trips when we were younger.
Precisely, except the opposite.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I said to Julia, maybe you could bring a book.
Yeah.
Nice. And then, reading.
And then I just threw my head back and laughed.
Well, what did she say to that?
She said, I don't want to read.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, that's fine.
Who
then
does?
You're just going to have
reading is fundamental.
Visit with your parents. Uh-huh. And Julia was okay. So we got out, and I live pretty far out. Leesburg is pretty far out. I live the furthest out from the D.C. area of anyone
that's
on the
true.
Show. Mm-hmm. So I've got to drive an hour-ish before I get what I consider on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like to the
95 baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Past
we going made south. It we made it to Chantilly, which I will tell you is probably about 25 miles before Carrie said we should stop
here.
And get some lunch. I said, we just left.
Pack any lunch to eat on the way?
That would be like doing a halfway stop to Mike's house. My daily commute. We stop halfway to get lunch. I said, okay, so let's get lunch.
Where did you go? What did you enjoy?
McDonald's.
Oh,
we went drive-through.
The drive-through.
Okay,
McDonald's.
That's fair. Well, okay. Compromise.
So, it's okay, but I wanted to have some miles behind me because then you have also still dealing with an 11-year-old. You have the chip. You can say, well, we're going to stop in a little bit, so hold up. Can I do that? Maybe you can when we stop, but now the chip has been played.
This is like starting out in Kansas City, Kansas, and breaking for lunch in Kansas City, Missouri.
Exactly.
You didn't get far at all.
You didn't get anywhere. So we do this, and so, you know, a half hour into the trip, we've already gotten our food, and now we're on our way. And Carrie says, you know what would be great? This is really
a new idea.
What would be great? She says, you know how that store I work at in the outlets in Leesburg? There's a sister store in the outlets in Williamsburg.
Oh, this already sounds like
Wouldn't it be great if we stopped in and I got to meet some of the people that I deal with on the phone? I said, you know what? That would be great.
Yeah,
but that would be something you do on a job trip, not on a vacation.
And I really, really, all I see in the distance is a bottle of beer getting further away. Because, and it's not
getting
just... We drive by Williamsburg, but you don't go in Williamsburg.
Why don't you just tell her no?
Yeah.
Because I'm about to have 7 days with her.
Right.
And you'll learn what it's like to be married.
Can't ruin it on day zero.
You'll learn what it's like, because it's not like we're going to have a house with different levels. We're going
just
to
say no.
No, you can't. Tell me, if you were in that situation.
No, yeah, you got to start, at least start the trip off on the right foot.
On the ride back, there were no stops.
She effed up at the beginning. Yeah. Stopping in Chantilly. You haven't even gone on the effing trip yet, lady.
I'd almost roll with lunch, but definitely not stopping at
not
work.
Not for work.
Okay.
Yeah. You think those Yentas want to see you?
Yeah, well, apparently there must be some sort of...
So the real question is, did you stop?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to because you know what? You do, because if you don't, then you're dealing with 7 days of close proximity, and I've started off by pissing
you
her off.
You mean she's going to spend stop. 7 days in Nag's Head bemoaning the fact that we didn't stop at work?
Yep. She would. She would. So we stop there, and she goes in, and the lady that she wanted
we'll get to
see.
We'll get to you in a minute.
And here's the thing. She says, it's real easy to get to the mall. All we got to do is hop off 64, and it's there.
Hmm.
It's there.
Yeah.
I said, great. Uh-huh. So we hop off Route 64, and it's not there. She says, it's up there, like 8, 9, 10 miles, I think.
It's just off the highway.
I said, okay. So I go up, and she says, I think we missed our turn. Let me navigate there. So she gets out her phone and she beep, 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 and puts in.
She used to do those maps. Yeah.
She designed many of these maps. The first place it took us, and this is so great, was a neighborhood. I mean, literally houses and courts and not even a school or anything. And the address it takes us to says on the road, there's a sign on the road that says 13. No outlet.
Oh,
because it is, you know, it's
a
pipe
common
stem,
mistake.
But the thing is that we were looking for an outlet.
Yeah.
And I said, Gary,
oh, no outlet.
Not
I
only
see.
Is this wrong, but there's no outlet.
That's how you knew there wasn't one there.
Let me re-navigate. So now after about 20 minutes, we find ourselves to the outlet mall. We get to her store. The lady she wants to be there is not there.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
But
weird. You shouldn't have said yes to this. I can't get past that.
And I also said,
did she call ahead? Hey.
I said, wouldn't it be great?
Hey, Gail, are you there? It's me, Oprah.
I said, why don't you call ahead and see if she's there? And her reply, what, and spoil the surprise?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, right.
Because who doesn't want to be surprised at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon?
Or who can't call and say, hey, is Gail there?
Exactly.
And
Oprah's
not say
coming.
That I'm coming.
That's right.
Just say, hey, I just want to call and say hi.
Or who it is.
So store.
And then, because the person she wanted to talk to wasn't there, she only stayed for about a half hour talking to people she didn't want to talk to.
Yeah, that seems fair.
And so I got her out of there finally, and she says, you know, while we're here, there's an L.L. Bean outlet, and I really do want to look for a bathing suit. And I said, you realize that there are stores in the Outer Banks that sell bathing suits.
Really?
They have them right there. And we could go, and she says, but this is right here.
I said, can I go on record?
Please.
You have a beautiful wife.
Yes, I do.
She's a lovely
wife. And she's kind, and she's sweet.
Well, she's beautiful.
And and she truly cares for you.
Yes.
But isn't there, like, sexier places to buy bathing suits than L.L. Bean?
Yes, but that's not the bargain. She has something in mind. She has something in mind. This has been researched. Well, L.L. Bean does not have the bathing suit, but I did have the opportunity while she was at L.L. Bean to take my daughter to one of my favorite places on Earth, the outlet bathroom.
Yeah.
And if you must stop and use the rest area on a trip, I recommend the outlet. This is a great bathroom.
Can you clear up a misnomer about outlets?
Please.
Someone's always told me, and you can tell me this because clearly
the greatest people in the world go to the outlet.
No,
mall.
You have an in.
Yeah.
That it's the outlet clothes that you buy or the handbags or polo shirts or whatever you're buying out there is not of the same quality that is in the actual stores.
It is the same merchandise found in finer quality stores. However, oftentimes it's from last season.
Really?
Right,
that's
right.
So it's the same merchandise.
It's the same merchandise.
So it's not like another factory that said F the 300 thread cotton.
No factory.
We're
going to
make it look like
240.
This.
Yeah, no, right. So I leave. It's fine. You should go to the outlet, except you shouldn't. And then so we go and we go to the touchless bathroom. I mean, I only had to touch one thing in the whole bathroom, which was great.
Wait, now I have to stop you there because those don't work for me. I'm such a non-person that when I walk into a...
You're like a non-person?
I discovered this at airport restrooms.
Yes.
For example, I have to try two or three sinks, and even then, maybe the water won't come on. It's
really?
Like I'm invisible.
It detects no heat
I have the same
bugs.
Problem in a crowd of people.
What about...
So you have to try two or three different people before anyone recognizes
What about
it?
When you're shuffling those feet?
What?
Remember? The guy that... got was trying to get his EJ inside the bathroom, the congressman.
When he that's right. That's right.
No luck with that either. No luck with that either.
They can't all be home runs.
I was ready for Oscar's mystery music.
They can't all be timely either. So I go in the bathroom.
2 years ago.
I know. It's fine.
Like
did you hear about the passing of Frank Cady? He's played Sam Drucker.
Who the hell's that guy?
Exactly. So the bathroom was great. Great. And then, sadly, no bathing suit for her at L.L. Bean. So I think we're almost back to the highway. Mm. And she says, but you know what?
Oh, no.
There's that place where I buy my makeup. I really should go in and get some powder. And I said, and at this point, I'm like, okay, because why not?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going back home. When you're finally ready to go on vacation, that's where you'll find me.
Precisely.
I wouldn't have put up with this.
I hope there's women listening right now and they're taking notes. Mm. These are all things you don't want to do on a vacation. It's not because
especially when
you
leave.
Well, it's also not because your husband's being selfish. It's also not because you both don't have the same goal in mind. Mm. It's simply because if you wanted to do all this BS, you should have done it before you went on the trip.
I really, really just wanted to be there because the vacation really doesn't start until you set your suitcase down and you crack a drink and you begin to relax.
That's right.
With a purpose.
Mm-hmm. So your 6 hours turned into how much?
It was about 8.5 hours down there.
Right.
So we finally, she gets her powder. We're on our way. We get there. All is well. Robert's there. Everything is good. The first day, weather, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like if your textbook wrote it down, it was like 84 degrees, sunny,
nice,
light breeze. It was fine. And this was the last we would see of the perfect weather. But you know what?
Really?
One beach day is better than no beach days. Mm-hmm. So that was okay.
So really, you had no really other good beach day that whole time?
No, just that first day.
Wow.
And we maybe could have gotten some time in on Sunday, but we spent most of that in Williamsburg.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we were at the outlet.
We had to see Gail.
We had to go see Gail King at the outlet mall. But we did get a lot of good stuff in there, although it did get so windy and breezy the latter part of the week, we ended up coming home a day early.
Oh, okay.
But the weather was never unpleasant. It was
How
just,
was the Nag's Head?
The Nag's Head is gorgeous. We took the ferry. Hi!
Oh!
Had to put it back.
We took the ferry to Ocracoke Island, where I'd never been. And that's really cool over there. I really enjoy the lifestyle there because we got to watch two or three ferries come and go while we waited our turn. Every one of them had a beer truck on it.
Oh,
because
that's
I think
great.
They move a lot of beer on that.
Nice.
Island. And my mom, who was in the car in front of us, she asked a guy a question, and the guy replied. She said, "Like, what time does the ferry go?" And he said, "Something like 10 minutes." You want a beer?
No.
So he's sitting in his car drinking a beer. That seems to be the Outer Banks lifestyle.
Yeah, they have.
Let me throw this question out for everybody. So the roughest day of the vacation might have been the first day.
Well, the travel day to get there.
Right. Yeah. Does everybody agree that the first day of vacation is tough? I mean, it seems like when couples go on vacation, that's the day they're most likely to clash. It's the day. It seems like it takes a day or two to really get into the rhythm of vacation. Has anybody besides me found that?
No,
the case?
That's
I agree.
That's like the travel day, like when you go for business when you're going on a trip.
It's work.
Yeah, it's like you're there that day. You're just settling in. And the next day, it's actually the day you enjoy
you can
whatever.
Kick back
to do.
A little.
And also,
I
think there's also sort of there's different levels of people enjoying it because for Carrie, it truly is a pleasure trip. All she has to do is sit in the car.
Mm.
I had to do the driving and
that
you know and
your
the shopping
fault
and put up with
that. Is your fault?
It is my fault.
Yes,
it is my fault. However, it was a
because if you had a stronger pimp hand, do what you want. And you tell her to drive half the way.
You are so
says the man in the
single.
New
the true Oscar is coming out.
I'm telling you.
God, is he single.
You got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah. We got to get into this.
Yeah, I did this weekend.
As a matter of fact. All right, let us take a small break. I have a couple other things I'd like to tell you.
Okay.
And then I want to find out about your sunroof.
Well, thank God I have a sunroof.
Thank God he does.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com and segment two, Buzz.
He's 70 today, Paul McCartney.
Yes, that's he right. is. It does look a day over 69.
We are sponsored this chunk by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. And private classes are available for groups of eight or more. Call April. To set up training for your workplace, school, or church. For the phone number, you can like them on Facebook. Please do that. or visit NVCC AHA Training Center there at Facebook. Click there out on our website, another option. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class and save a life.
You know what? It really came in handy. I almost let Robert go in the water when the no swimming flags were out because I knew I could have saved his life if he went out there. But yeah, from I believe Tuesday to Saturday, those red flags were out that now, say no swimming.
Now, how were the kids? Because I've been on the beach trip before where the weather is not good and you're confined to your house.
Right.
And that could get a kid or two a little bit anxious. So
it
how
gets
were
dicey.
It's like they have no electronics.
And again, Robert just had the little gaming device. I can't
Game
even
Boy.
After the Game Boy.
The Nintendo DS.
And Julia didn't have that. So you know what they found great joy in? And it was really like time machine. My mother had a ball of yarn, and my mother taught them how to do Jacob's Ladder. Like string tricks with their hands.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool.
And I hadn't done that in 30 years, and it came back to me very quick. And I found a good thing to do with the kids is to drink a lot of beer, and at night have Jacob's Ladder races with them. And then we were trying to do string tricks with our eyes. I mean, it really was simplistic.
Now they can tie you
so
up
they
in
were
your
able
sleep.
To be entertained.
Yeah, they were really okay. They spent about equal time fighting and laughing with each
other,
which is not bad. I'll take a 50% thing.
Absolutely.
And we did a couple. They enjoyed the trip to the island. We did do some mini golf, which I think the entire North Carolina economy is based on miniature golf and ice cream stands.
And bathing suits.
This is what, yes, a store called Wings and a store called Super Wings.
Oh.
Yeah, and the kids, they think that's like Christmas Day. You go and see that pile of crap in that store, Wings, it's hermit crabs. I've been to one of those. Mugs of women with massive breasts. Robert says, that's a nice coffee mug. Is it not yet, son?
No, no, no.
Son, not just yet.
No, a bit of you is a little proud of him.
Yo, very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can't let
A little him. Relieved, yeah. maybe. Yeah.
No, hey. We're all God's children.
Wow, really? Okay, so one of the highlights was playing the miniature golf, and we'd been scoping them out, and they have different themes, and we went to the African adventurer pirate themed miniature golf, but there's also Jurassic Putt.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A dinosaur themed one. Mm-hmm. There's Galaxy Golf. That's an outer space one. So we went to this one.
I like miniature
and
golf.
What does a miniature golf these days run?
$8.
Yes. Per kid?
Yes, per person.
What?
Yeah, and not only that, Carrie lost the pencil on the third hole.
So
we have no idea, and that's not a pun.
Wanted to stop at an outlet mall and get a new one.
Yeah. Can we drive to Williamsburg and buy a pencil? So we weren't able to keep a score. But this was a very elaborate miniature golf course where it's built up high, and when you pay to the ambivalent teenager, you're $32, I guess, for four people, you take a train up to the top.
And
then you work down. Well, I say a train. It's really kind of like a riding mower with trailers. Right. But it's made to look like a train. And we either get the gold course or the diamond course. We played the gold course, and it was great. But it was, and I said before, it was windy. I have never been out so windy that the ball would move. The wind was blowing our ball around. Yeah, and it was blowing. And because it's down, you know, you start up high and go down low. Sometimes there's a lot of ball chasing because once it goes down the hill, and then I think a guy hit on me.
So there really was some ball chasing.
Yeah, really was. I've just said something. He was behind us. It was him and two kids, and it looked like sort of a daddy outing. With the
kids. Wanted to play through.
Yeah, and he turned.
You did see the fair.
I said something to the effect of, it's certainly windy, isn't it? And he turned to me and made very, very direct eye contact.
Well.
He says, and how are you today?
I said,
I'm here with my wife, so I'm going to go and...
Did you get the Jerry update?
Jerry's okay.
Yeah.
So once we got down and the wind, you know, died down, we did that. And the mini golf was good. And we tried to do one outing a day to keep the kids off our back.
Right.
I did something that I wouldn't recommend anyone do, which is Jockey's Ridge, the world's largest sand dune, or the largest sand dune on the East Coast or something.
Is that the Kitty Hawk?
That's right by Kitty Hawk. Yeah. Okay. But you climb the sand, which... And by the way, nothing easier than climbing 110 feet of sand.
You got a ridge in your jockeys.
And you get up there, and then there's more. And Robert said, I want to go to the top. I said, have fun.
Right.
I'm going to wait right here. And that's what it is. It's just sand.
Can you slide down it, though?
You could if you wanted pounds and pounds of sand in a place that sand was never intended to be.
Right. Oh, okay.
I didn't see like anyone with like apparatus. I think you could maybe use a
cardboard
sled.
Box or
maybe,
something.
Yes.
Or a toboggan.
Well, RJ always travels with a cardboard box.
Well, it's for his breakdancing.
Well, you know. Gotta have it. Yeah. Especially on the sand.
When does the worm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He pops, he locks. Mm-hmm. He's RJ Diaz.
That makes a dent.
They do a lot of hang gliding there, but not when they have the hurricane-like wind. Yeah. So there was no hang gliding to watch.
Hey, did you see kite surfing at all while you were there?
I saw it advertised, but again, there was so much wind and weather that was against it. The breakers were crazy from the Tuesday on, so we really couldn't see any of that. So we went out, we did all that. We decided to, you know, sort of bail on Saturday morning because the Sunday night drive home is a bear. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Why beat the traffic?
So we beat the traffic.
With all the stops and all.
Yeah, the trip back was not as stop laden because we had the whole family this time. Julia and Robert were sharing the back seat. And in the interest of gas mileage, we did not take the Tahoe, which is normally our go-to traveling vehicle because they can each have their own row and they can't touch each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And kid on kid is not good.
Stop touching me.
You're touching me. Don't touch me. And then when they finally would, this is one of the greatest quotes of the whole trip was, Robert, can I have the pillow? No, I'm sucking on it.
What?
Because he didn't really want the pillow, but he didn't want her to want the pillow. So he was sucking on the pillow to make it wet.
That's sibling rivalry.
My brother's favorite game when we were young, when we didn't get along. We actually just started getting along, I think, about 4 years ago.
At the wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, almost at the wedding. Right before. He would take my fists and he would make me punch myself. And then he would say, stop punching yourself. Stop punching yourself.
That's a good
punching.
Yeah, a variation on the classic game, why are you hitting yourself? Yeah, mm-hmm. Also a great game.
That bit. But that, which always fell on deaf ears because my parents didn't care.
And you weren't strong enough to stop him.
No, I was a little fella.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I think we got home in two stops. So it was like a 7.5 hour drive from six. So that's not too bad. But actually, the kids had some fun together. And there was two things I liked. One game would never have been allowed if I hadn't been just so familied out. Julia invented a game called Howard and Leonard. And these are the rules of Howard and Leonard. Okay?
Yes.
Kids close their eyes. Mm-hmm. One of the kids puts a foot on the other kid. And then you have to guess, is it the right foot or the left foot?
Yeah.
The right foot is Howard, and the left foot is Leonard. And if you guess wrong, and this is Julia's rules, if you guess wrong Howard or Leonard, the other person gets to kick you for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
And really, I got to thinking yesterday when I was, starting to come down from the vacation high, I said, really, a better parent probably wouldn't allow that game. Because the whole point of it is to kick somebody.
Now there's talk of adding it to the Olympics.
Yes, and they kept saying, Howard or Leonard.
It sounds
it's got to be very funny.
It sounds it's like what happened to Frankie.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
He was playing Howard or Leonard with Beluga.
Yeah. We kicked him.
Then Robert came up with a game, which in its simplicity is wonderful. It's called the last name game. And you ask someone, would you rather have one last name or another last name? And it didn't take long for it to be, do you want your name to be Julia poops all the time or Julia farts a lot?
Wow.
And they were really laughing.
Both hot.
Yeah, and we were all laughing.
That'll be this week's bonus
superstar.
Hour.
Superstar.
The name game. Mm-hmm. And so Julia has a teacher that in all her years she hates the most. And let's say her name was Mrs. Ronick.
Okay.
It's not Mrs. Ronick.
Okay.
But she really hates this teacher. Yes. And after having met this teacher myself, it was the kind of situation where
you get it.
I didn't even like this
teacher.
Julia was right this time.
Did she hate her so much she would tweet about her?
Never.
No.
Never did.
Tweet.
It started an anti-blog, anti-teacher blog.
Too soon?
So I said to her, I said, Julia, do you want your name to be Julia Ronick, like this teacher's name.
So you're playing this game with your kids.
Well, I'm in the car for 8 hours too. I get bored.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, and I got tired of Julia saying, "Dad, can you not play old music? Can you play music now?"
So it was like you never left.
Yeah, it was exactly. Yeah. So I said, "Do you want your name to be Julia, your teacher's name, or Julia Hitler?"
No.
And she said, "Dad, I'm going with Hitler."
No.
Oh.
I said,
a proud moment in the Spirak household.
That's right.
And I said, "You know that Hitler was a very bad man." He says, "Yes, but you know that she was a very bad teacher."
Oh.
I said, "Okay, so we'll go
you
with
said,
Hitler."
You said, "Someday that piece of dirigible will be yours."
That's right. Exactly. And we made it home, and all is well. We had a lackluster Father's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
your
sorry,
Father's Day?
My Father's Day was good. Yeah. Just did the normal Father's Day thing. Did a brunch, and then Maya and I had a father-daughter date out to the movies.
Nice.
It was
a
nice day.
Awesome.
What'd you go see?
We saw Madagascar 3 in 3D.
Hey.
Yep.
Circus.
Yes. Yeah, they play that out too much. It was funny, but you know, when you see that 100 times on TV, it's not funny any longer. But overall, good movie. You would probably enjoy it, right?
We planned on going to see it on that day that we left. So that was our ace in the hole. Carrie made part of a dinner. I made most of the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some friends over. And as we were laying down to bed last night, Carrie said, "Oh, I have Father's Day cards for you."
No. Just in time.
Perfect. It was like a quarter to 12.
Was this something that you noticed early on in the day that you didn't get any cards?
I mentioned it when we were at the pool earlier the day. And she said, "How's your Father's Day?" I said, "Would have loved to have gotten a card or something."
Yeah.
And
oh,
she said, "Well, we're doing dinner and all that." And I said,
"I'll swing by the outlet."
And she said, "Yeah, I'll pick some up in
Williamsburg. Stop at the drugstore."
Yeah. And then she said, "Well, you know, the day's not over yet." I said, "That's right."
Mm.
And so with 15 minutes left in Father's Day, she said, "I have cards for you. Do you want me to go get them?" I said, "Not right now."
Yeah,
not right now. I mean, it was dark and we were in bed and my eyes were shutting. So when we got up this morning, I imagined that the cards would be there.
Yeah, sure.
But she was asleep when I left the house.
Oh, well.
So the Father's Day continues.
Well, perhaps you get them next
Maybe,
year.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Now, RJ, you had a good Father's
Day. Yes, I did. My daughter came down from Harrisburg. So it was my son and my daughter and me. We had a good time grilling in the backyard. It was fun.
Nice.
Good.
What's his name? The guy from Entourage, Mark Wahlberg, the guy who created Entourage, said something very telling on the Today Show this morning. He said, "You know, I had a nice Father's Day like in the morning, but doesn't it seem that Mother's Day takes like 5 days?"
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Father's
it does.
Day is a brunch.
Oh, yeah. It's quick.
It really
we
is.
We went to lunch and that was it.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I took them, my mom and my dad to lunch and they, you know, what's weird about my family is that
they're from out of town.
They just, nothing's ever good enough at times, and I took them to a very nice restaurant.
Do you care to mention it?
Yeah, it's the Palm. It's great.
That is great.
I love it, and it's amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah, and my dad loved it. He had a great time.
Good.
My mom loved it, but my mom can never be happy with anything.
Mm. She found
flaws?
Steak's too raw.
So we're leaving,
she
and
wants
she said,
more printers.
No, she we're leaving, and she said, she goes, "I just thought the lobster would have been larger." And I said,
"Oh, God."
Larger.
And I said, "There's so many things I could tell you in reference to a lobster being large
now.
That would make no sense to you, so I'm going to keep it to myself."
Lobster.
But the food was amazing. They're always treat us
always
well.
Always is. It's the best.
But it was a great Father's Day. And my dad, out of all people, as he gets older and, you know, with his health problems in the past, every year I get a chance to spend some time with him.
Yeah, that's great.
It's great. It is awesome. So it's nice. And I got a chance to swap Facebook posts with my father.
Oh, yeah, that's how you guys...
That's really, that's the modern Father's Day thing.
You know, really, I think one of the reasons, and we've talked about this over the years, every year on Father's Day, on the various incarnations of the show, we've talked about the fact that people don't make that big a deal out of Father's Day, and certainly not compared to Mother's Day.
Yeah, horror.
And I think part of the reason is for Father's Day, what most dads want most is to be left alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Bing, bang.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I think maybe, and so maybe we're okay with it not being a bigger holiday.
I was actually given that option, but I chose to go to the pool with the family and spend
some
time.
Well, that's great.
Which was, we had a great day there and a
the
great way to finish up.
Must be nice to have a pool.
No, it was nice. It was nice.
I know you love your family. I know you do.
Yeah,
I know you love and care for them, and I know. And I'm jealous that you have that much love for your family.
But you also have to understand you're commenting on something you can't possibly understand.
I don't understand.
You don't.
Yes.
You weren't
really
at, but you weren't at the outlet
What
mall.
I do understand is this, is that if someone in my life wants to stop at an outlet
no,
mall,
no.
And that's not part of the plan,
that
right?
Happened.
Is that we're not effing going.
It's not happening.
However,
yes.
What about the fact that when I finally did get there and laid my head on my pillow, I knew that for the next 7 days, I wouldn't get even once, and you didn't let me stop at the outlet mall.
Yeah, right.
I defused that bomb.
Yeah, but see,
it's what she wanted.
But see, that this the, and again,
extortion.
The difference is this.
It's,
the difference is this.
Happiness blackmail.
Is that I hope to find someone in my life
yes.
that Gray will mail. Not think twice about telling me that we didn't stop at the outlet mall.
This person does not exist.
You might be right.
I really do think that.
That
but while we
to,
are while
so
we are talking
looking.
About. Yes. The feminine perfection. Let's talk about Shannon.
Yes.
Yeah.
How my was, lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, how was your weekend with her?
I had a great weekend with
good.
Her.
You guys
was,
are getting off great.
Had, we're
great weather for most of the week. It rained
that,
last
we're
night.
We're in that, that honeymoon stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something weird about women when they don't really understand technology, but they think they understand technology.
Yeah.
Example.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, why'd you leave the oven on? If you're not a cook and you're like, You want to say you didn't leave the oven on, but if you never cooked before as a guy, you'll be like, you know, I probably left the oven on because I don't know how to turn that thing off.
Exactly.
I didn't think of it.
Right. Yeah, it's not your thing. Right. Or if you walk up to your computer and you're like, hey, you left the computer on, and you know the computer better than she does because you're on it all the time.
Right.
Exactly. You know how it works.
Use it for your work.
I know my automobiles.
Of course.
Yes.
All of them?
I know both of them very, very well.
Intimately.
I know down to two now.
Yeah, I'm down. No, really one, because one has been.
Rob may not know this.
Oh, yeah.
Proclaimed, yes.
Yeah, I gave the BMW to Shannon.
He still has the title, but he's given her full possession of it.
Right. Wow, you know what's a lot easier than giving away a car? Stopping at an outlet mall.
Yeah.
And she put a shower with a friend's bumper sticker on it.
Yeah, and just think of the damage that you could do to a car if she pisses you off. I mean, you have a lot more you can do to it. Than an iPad or a computer.
Flatten the tires.
Yeah. Hey, that's all in the past.
Put sugar in the tank.
Hey, why even talk about that?
That's true.
Right.
So,
RJ's suggestion straight from 1940.
Yeah.
Hey,
cut the brake. Cut the brake line. Yes. So what my situation with...
Cut the brake line.
With, oh, my God.
From Humphrey Bogart's manual of how to kill your girlfriend.
With my cars are that I know how they work.
Yes.
I can actually tell you more about how to change oil on both of those vehicles than you think I would just because I care so much about it.
Yeah,
if you're into something, you figure things out and you want to learn about
it. Right.
These cars are your passion.
Yes.
A passion.
So
oil.
That's I, a good one. Yesterday... Let Shannon have her day because it was her day, and I like enjoying some time with my family alone.
Sure. Okay.
Because when you're new in a relationship at times and you bring a fourth party or third party, it's not the same dynamic.
It changes the dynamic. I thought, sure, for Father's Day, you would just have her call you daddy. Oh,
has not happened.
Bobby, no.
But it has crossed my mind.
Nice.
So as I leave, I say, Shannon, you take the brand new Audi. Yeah, you take that today. I'm actually working on the house. I'm gonna take this. We have window AC units in our in our condo because it's a 1933 building.
Right.
So we have to get that together. So I said I'm gonna take that to my parents because I got one of those little R2D2 machines.
Right.
That don't take up too much space in your window. So those of you that don't have central AC and maybe live in older buildings or live in homes that don't have
a lot of people,
you understand.
You have to get that. You either get the big box that takes up the whole window, or you get a little guy that takes up half the window.
Right.
So I put that in the BMW, and I drive away. I spend the whole day away with my family. She has the whole day to do what she wants. She goes and plays soccer with my friends. She goes grocery shopping.
It's exactly what I would have done if I had been given a day.
She cooks. She's doing everything she needs to do. She's happy. I come home around 9:30, and I drive into our parking spot, and I see... Oh, well, the Audi sunroof is cracked open.
Okay.
And sunroofs either can open all the way or they can tilt open.
Right.
And a part of me said, well, I should probably run upstairs and come back down and pull down the sunroof.
Mm-hmm. Are you without the key?
I'm without the key because I drove her car.
Okay.
And she had parked it. And you might know now is I pulled out my back last week and I've never done it to this extreme where I couldn't even get out of bed. So I couldn't even come to work. Yeah. And I think maybe I've missed one show. Even after I had the car accident.
I remember.
I came to the show.
Yes.
So for me not to come to a show means I am
really
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And my back still hurts. I gotta walk up four flights of stairs.
Yeah, no way you're coming back down.
Yeah, I look at the app on the phone. It says no rain tonight. Maybe it says 30% chance. Whatever.
Okay.
And forget about it.
That was before
so I forget about it.
You roll the dice.
Yeah. I wake up and I hear her. She's like, oh, it's raining outside. And she's excited for the rain because she's been in the desert for the past 2 years and she hasn't seen rain in a long time. So I'm like, rain? And then I was like, oh, F, rain.
You got to get her a VCR or something
because
there's much better entertainment.
I got to go close the sunroof because it was you left it cracked open.
Mm.
So I go downstairs. I run downstairs. I dry off what has been wet in the vehicle. Mm. Nothing crazy, but I dry it off.
Little water.
I pull down the sunroof. I walk upstairs. I'm drenched from the rain because I'm trying to figure this out.
It really poured in D.C.
Yeah, well, you know what? We had good rain in Loudoun County. It came in bands. How far is your parking spot from your door?
It's not too far, but
he's got the four.
I got
flights
of four
stairs.
Flights of stairs.
Oh, that's right.
I wake up. I have a Essie back.
Right.
It's hard to f***ing walk. Excuse
oh.
me.
Okay.
Thank you for saying it.
I like that. Yeah. Essie back.
Yeah.
But.
I'm trying my best.
Every other word.
I'm in pain right now.
It's the drugs.
So I'm not even on drugs.
Oh, no more.
No. I'm pissed.
No. Yeah.
So she says to me.
Just say for those keeping us.
I get upstairs.
22:30.
I get upstairs and I'm like, I close it. I said, hey, next time, if you don't mind, just make sure you pull down the sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave it up.
Uh-oh.
But she
See,
did.
But you and, know. And your mistake was that you didn't say it that last night. You didn't bring it up to her last night, because if you had brought it up last night and said you left the sunroof open, she may not have denied it then because there was no rain and no problem in the car.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're saying you know that you think she dug her heels in because there was a penalty.
I wasn't even there wasn't a modicum of dickness in me.
Right.
Because I was beat down, tired, and in pain.
Well.
I said, well,
depends where the level starts, actually. Yeah, right. You might travel with a modicum.
I might have that already. But I said, hey, can you not leave the sunroof open?
Yeah.
You know? It just kind of sucks.
Just I want to know, did you phrase it as, could you not do it? Or
I said,
will you from
I
now
said,
on no longer do
I
it?
I said, next time, please don't leave the sunroof open.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's okay, though. I left yours open, too. Jokingly.
No, right.
Boy.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, jokingly. There's a modicum of dickness
yes,
there.
Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah. Humorous.
Yeah, but hello. If you leave it open, first of all, you're not just going to say, hey, I left it open too. We're all good. Let's just ruin both interiors of two nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So she gets tewed with me, and I'm like, look, I'm not taking this. And this is where the pimp hand comes. Yes.
Right.
I said,
no powder for you.
There is no way that car just opens its sunroof open
right.
by itself in the middle of the night. I arrived. I said, I actually take ownership of this because I arrived and didn't say anything or walk back
right.
down and close the sunroof. I own this. I'm asking you, when you park the car, mm-hmm. to close the sunroof.
Yeah.
Is that proper use of owning something? Because normally when you own something, it's when you screw up.
I'm taking partial responsibility.
Okay, so you're taking responsibility. Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying
you
he
own
saw
your
it.
Portion of it.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Because I saw it open. I should have walked out.
You could have closed it yourself.
Okay.
And all I got was effing tude saying, I didn't leave it open. I didn't open it. And I said.
So how did the date end?
So you sit there, and this is the logic. This is where it comes. And for every man that's been through this, I mean, I know you understand.
We all have.
It's like the chainsaw doesn't start unless you pull on the ripcord.
Right.
You know? Or you put gasoline into the car so the car runs.
Mm-hmm.
There are just things that as men, we know they work
right.
a certain way.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm not going to be a dick about this, but it doesn't just open by itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she continued with, I didn't do it.
Wow.
I didn't.
She's just like Julia.
Now, is it possible that when you lent her the car, maybe the sunroof was already open and she just never really noticed?
No, because I'm so anal about that car.
I would think that's true.
I'm so anal about that car. And because it's parked in back of my building, I don't want anything to happen to it.
Right.
So, and I remember pulling out and I said, so she's got enough space to pull out because I'm even anal about her pulling out of the spot.
She might
run into a pole or something. Right. You know what I mean?
Forgive me for being eager, but did it end in a standoff? I mean, I'm just dying to know where are you guys now on this?
Yeah.
I would say, what's that? Have you?
Were your pants moistened when you sat in the car this morning?
No. Everything's fine.
Good.
I just don't understand what part of a woman's brain doesn't understand that. Sometimes a man knows something more than they do.
Oh, well, often.
Just woman knows something more about what they know than I do. And I fully accept
And what
that.
Is that
I
the would, women are better at?
I would. I wouldn't.
Well, they're great in the kitchen.
Cooking.
Oh, God.
See,
cleaning.
Complaining about
cleaning.
Things that
stopping
apparently.
It, stopping an LL Bean.
Yeah.
Oscar, making more friends. No, I don't think you can break. I don't think you can. I don't think you should break it down in a sexist way. It is fair to say that things we work with, we know more about than people who don't work with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's fair, but don't attribute it to gender. I mean, I don't think that's fair.
I think it is.
Your bigger problem, I think, is the denial.
Yeah, I see. So, that's what it is. And I think some people sometimes, you know, when they know they've made a mistake and they don't want to admit it, they will emphatically deny that they did it.
No, I don't.
Dig your heels in.
Yeah, but
do you think she'll come around?
The thing is, what I didn't understand is the sheer logic. I took
logic has nothing
leaving it open or lying about
it. I took partial responsibility because I am a team member.
Right.
And I clearly could have walked back down. Right. And I made that very clear. I was like, look, I'm not yelling at you. Right. I'm not going crazy.
Right. Team Shancar.
I just know that sunroof doesn't open by itself.
Right. Man.
And because it doesn't
open. You had it yesterday. Yeah,
and because it doesn't open by itself, and I didn't drive it at all yesterday.
Right.
That you have had to have opened it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just, all I wanted to say is, look, I probably did it. I forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you want.
That's it.
That's what you want.
That is it.
Does this have you on alert about the days ahead? Are you going to be watching to see if this is a pattern?
No. I'm doing this because I hope she's listening right now. And I hope
she's not.
I hope.
Yeah, you're going to be better off if she's not.
Well, it's really a win-win.
I hope that there are men listening right now that understand where I'm coming from, where it does not matter whose fault it is.
Right.
As long as you can communicate to each other situation is.
Yeah, I think
that's
all it was. Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, nothing was damaged.
And while I was trying to communicate the whole time, she had basically
nothing
turned
to it.
I was like, I was talking Mandarin to her.
Yeah. Right.
And it was all denial. Yeah. I was like, I don't even care about that
anymore.
It's
not the crime of the century.
No,
yes.
It's not.
I just know that if Carrie Spiewak is going to go on a road trip, she will stop 8 times.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Just like Rob knows that because he's told me this.
It happened.
Yes. And now I know that my girlfriend, my lovely girlfriend who I love and care about,
yes.
and I will support 100%.
Good save.
Does not know how to.
You know she's turned it off by now.
Does not know how to operate European vehicles.
If this is a book report, we've just revealed the theme. Yeah. She doesn't know how to drive.
If she knows how to open it, she knows how to close it.
Yeah, I think so. And it troubles me she denies it. Anyway, you know, I want to get more into with you is that I think there are a lot of lifestyle changes you're having to embrace now that she's here.
I mean, look, I don't know how to use that effing blender.
Let's talk about that
tomorrow.
Yeah,
but I don't pretend to.
I want to get into
it. And if I leave that on, you know what? I'll own it.
Yeah, you will.
I don't know how to turn it
off.
You're
good about that.
And for God's sake, put the lid on if it's going to rain on the blender.
That Keurig? Tell me how to make coffee in it. I know you put that little cup in there. Who knows what happens afterwards?
We'll dig deeper on that tomorrow.
We sure will. Stick around. We're coming back with the Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
That Mark will not do this. I'm going to do it today. So stick around. We'll be back.
Okay.
Whatever. MikeOmaraShow.com. Welcome back to the MikeOmaraShow.com radio podcast program. Yeah,
so much better, guys.
Really? I thought you would.
Good.
Where do you weigh in on can openers? You know about them?
I bought one.
Attaboy.
Oh, electric? Yeah.
Electric?
No.
Good.
No.
Good for you.
And
did
why
you buy one?
Can I just say this one more thing?
Why?
Please.
Why do you females, and maybe you chefs out there.
Careful, buddy.
Why do you like to display all your appliances on the counter?
They do that, don't they?
Well, you know what?
You know, and now I'm joining you in the sexism. They do that.
Ease of access.
What are you going to do? Put it away?
Yeah.
Put it on a shelf, take
there
a can
some
opener
that
out,
some
plug
that
it in to open a can,
some that
and then
be
put
out.
It away.
There is
Jesus,
nothing,
RJ.
There's nothing more valuable to man than counter space.
Buzz is
open
right.
Counter space.
Buzz is right.
You need it.
Yeah, I looked at my counter. And look, I did this to myself. Mm-hmm. I know that. All right? I own this.
All right. More tomorrow.
So much ownership.
Just quickly. I counted 6 appliances on one side of the kitchen.
Right.
Wow.
6 appliances.
Be worried when you get that many in the bedroom.
Gonna run out of outlets.
But I just don't understand what the psychology is. Why
have them
all out?
Do you have limited storage space?
No.
Well, then you know what you need to do? You need to get out that pimp hand.
Yes.
This is the compromise that we need to talk about more.
Yeah, I think so. There's can no we open compromise. The thing?
We can open the thing as soon as I start to hear a sponsor for today's thing.
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Damn,
we're brought
face.
To you by scorebig.com.
Mark's pimp hand.
Don't skip your, well, you know his interest in this. Don't skip your favorite sporting events or concerts just because tickets are too expensive. Scorebig.com makes live events affordable. 40% of live event tickets go unsold every year, even if the stadium's full. Thousands of tickets are given away just to make it look like a sellout.
Yeah.
Scorebig.com works directly with the box office and other ticket providers to sell these tickets to you. It is impossible to pay full price at scorebig.com. Every ticket guaranteed to be between 10 and 60% below retail price. We've heard plenty of stories about that, and we'd like to hear more. Nathan Schultz got 3 second-row seats for a Giants game and had to cough up all of $18.50.
Wow. Well, change back on a 20, Mark.
That's 3 second-row seats for under $19.
Wow.
All three. And this is exactly what we've been talking about all along. Nathan says he will definitely use the TMOS code at ScoreBig again. We recommend you do the same. ScoreBig.com. Use the code TMOS.
Love it. Thanks for opening the thing, and great to be back in the vault. My best discovery from the Outer Banks had nothing to do with the beach, per se.
Mm-hmm.
It is my new nomination for the annoying jingle of the year.
Oh.
Let us have some of our past winners.
I love jingles. Perhaps you love jingles.
Yes.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here.
I know that Buzz hates this one.
I kind of like it. Make your chimney shine. In an evil way.
Yeah. C-H-I-M-N-E-Y. That's Chimney Sweep Jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every time we spotlight broadcast jingles, we have to go with...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But this one dusts them all.
All right.
Because I don't know why. I think it was because Julia did not have her own. If
you... Okay, but he didn't buy any time.
No,
so
he
needs to chop it off right about here.
I did. It's very catchy, though.
I know.
The channel that we had on the basic cable, the channel we kept landing on in the Outer Banks was Channel 12, which was like a 45-minute rotating loop of ads of businesses in the beach.
Is it like the Batman channel at Ocean City?
Exactly, like the Batman channel. And there was one ad that by the end of the week, we were all singing along. It's a restaurant called Dolphin Den.
Oh.
And even Carrie was singing along. This is the full commercial.
Bring the family to the Dolphin Den and taste why a 10th generation native combined with 43 years of experience has customers saying it's the best food they've ever...
By the way, the food looks like garbage in the ad.
Boy.
It really does. But
Poorly photographed.
But that's not the reason we loved this spot.
Three.
Dolphin Den, local seafood fair.
Oh boy, how original.
We are open every day. My. Hope to see you there.
Hope they didn't pay too much.
You like
for
that, Rob?
If you missed it the first time,
Dolphin Den,
everybody,
local seafood fair. We are open every day. Hope to see you there.
And the bet that last note is great. Yeah. So I don't know if the Dolphin Den is serving actual feces. I don't know. But I love their jingle.
Good thing they're not a sponsor.
Nor will they be.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? We hope to see you there. It's the Dolphin Den.
Wow.
When we were driving on one, and you know, everything down there is by mile marker.
Yes.
And we're like at mile marker 54. And Julia screams like she's seen a unicorn. I said, watch. Dolphin Den.
No, she was very happy.
I've seen it. All
it
right.
actually exists.
Now Carrie didn't make you stop.
No, she did not. Focus on Sacramento, California. I love when the local news covers local news the way local news should be covered. This is a mysterious story. Do you have this story?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I love this too, though.
This guy was caught. It looked like, and they say images too graphic for television.
Oh.
He was trying to get into his house through a window. And the window broke and he impaled himself on the glass. So in the neighborhood for a few good moments, there was a dead body hanging half out of a window.
Oh, wow.
And they said
that could actually happen easier than people think.
Yeah,
well, they said it was very bizarre, but I like the way the people in the neighborhood reacted to the dead body hanging out of the window. Let us turn our Mike O'Mara news cameras to Sacramento, California, CBS 13.
It's a scene so bizarre,
so
gruesome, and so public. A man's body hanging halfway through a small kitchen window.
I was playing dominoes, and they said that the popos was out there.
She was playing dominoes.
Dominoes.
I mean, really, does anyone play dominoes anymore?
My kids are playing dominoes yesterday.
Really?
She actually has a set.
I did not know
gambling?
This. Dominoes gambling? For money.
No.
Let's take it from the top. Because
I've
want
seen
you,
it happen.
Let's take it from the top because she was playing dominoes, okay?
Dolphin
I'm sorry. That's not the right part.
Oh, God.
Oh, thanks.
We are open every day.
You don't have to follow it through.
See you there.
Yeah. It's a scene so bizarre, so gruesome, and so public. A man's body hanging halfway through a small kitchen window.
I was playing dominoes, and they said that the popos was out there. They weren't knocking at my door because I've been living here a pretty good long while, and I ain't never seen no dead body up in here.
A man who bled to death, impaled by glass, trying to get into his own home. And look at this crowd.
Look
People
at him.
Gather. Parents and their kids. You concerned you have your kids out here, and there's a body just a few yards away?
Yeah.
The scene, too disturbing for... Yeah.
It really did look like a parade route, and people are just there staring at the dead
people
body.
Are yeah.
TV, playing out right on the corner of a busy intersection, stopping traffic, even bringing out binoculars, and a wild rumor mill.
Wild.
People heard shots were fired. Your concern is, what if this was not an accident?
It don't seem like no accident to me. You don't need no rocket scientists to figure that out. I mean, I ain't with no CSI, nothing, but I watch CSI.
Investigators insist no foul play, just a freak accident.
Now remember, she doesn't work for CSI, but she's watched CSI.
Who hasn't?
Well, yeah.
And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that something.
That reporter, by the way, destined for greatness.
Yeah, of course. Yes. I'm sorry he
NBC
hasn't.
NBC Dateline.
Sorry he hasn't.
Dateline, by
out.
The way, not the same program anymore.
So I know,
right?
Constantly changing.
It's falling off.
Yeah. Well,
really?
Yeah, it's fallen even to a lower level.
How can that even be?
Exactly.
Keith Morrison. Ooh. And then did you cut yourself?
That's why I say this guy's got a
future. Yeah, I hope he would land there. That'd be good. Of course, you'd have to jump from CBS to NBC, but it's really just a
laugh.
Hopefully he doesn't impale himself in the jump.
Let's stay in Sacramento. Now, they have a minor league ball team there, the River Cats, and they are actually the
cool
minor
name.
League team. Yeah, it's a stupid name. It's they're the minor league team for the
cool
the Oakland
name.
A's. And Manny Ramirez is playing some minor league ball before he gets brought back up to the A's.
Okay.
And this lady does not like Manny Ramirez's hair.
Manny.
And this is a voicemail left at the Sacramento River Cats office. And note that she's complaining about Manny Ramirez, but she doesn't get the name right. But that's the least of her worries.
Okay.
I noticed this Manny Rodriguez has these long, long dreadlocks. A lot of people out here don't feel these people should be able to have to play with this long hair.
These
it flies
people.
in the faces of first, second, third base when they're tagging them out, and it could hurt their eye.
Oh.
They don't wash that hair for 2 weeks. They have to cut
Whiplash.
It in a lot of sports. You know, I don't think they can have it in swimming. Long
right.
hair and drugs, we all know, goes together. You really need to give
yeah.
this message to the executive
drugs.
Committee. They're all getting in trouble on steroids and,
yep.
and using cortisone for energy. That stuff causes
Ooh.
Cancer.
Resumes.
That's why Lance Armstrong, the bike guy, got cancer. I cannot
oh,
see
yeah.
how this unwholesomeness is crossing America with these long hair, and then they do these drugs.
Oh, boy.
And then it gets into... people start okaying abortion and
That's right.
gay marriage. It gets
oh
into a
God.
Lot of stuff that is not according to the Bible or according to the American values.
Holy
a man doesn't
cow.
Look good with long hair. It looks horrible.
So you wonder why I cut my hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's
yeah.
because of the abortion
of the
issue.
Who was that to?
Well, that, in this drugs. Way, nobody will know you're doing drugs.
Right. Who was that voicemail to?
That was the Sacramento River Cats.
That's so weird.
Is that
yeah.
odd? Also, I was
dreadlocks.
I missed the
it's
entire
like a racial call, but
yes.
like,
oh yeah,
but against
long
hair, yeah,
for Jesus,
yeah, racial hair for Jesus. I missed you know last week, and I was shocked. What
did
I thought.
You?
The one highlight that I thought was really amazing, Oscar. I think it's very bold of you to admit it.
I lost my virginity to Michael Jackson. We are
wow.
not alone.
Incredible.
Yeah, you lost your virginity to Michael Jackson. And good
I don't
luck
think
with
I'm
it.
Alone with that.
The last thing I
no,
want to play
not.
You today is: did anyone watch the U.S. Open yesterday?
No.
What, how long was that on? Because it seems like it started at
100 days,
like 9 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning, Forever. And it was still going at 10:30
yeah.
last
yeah.
night.
White guy won it.
Yes, Webb Simpson. I know you're shocked
yes.
that a white guy won. It's going
golf.
To be a new era of white people in golf. I see it coming.
About
but
time.
There was a
like,
great
that's
moment
never happened
when he was getting his trophy presented to him. A guy walked in front of the camera in a wacky hat and started doing bird calls.
I got off to a slow start, but I knew that I knew
always something to spice matters up.
Yeah, enjoy the jail cell, pal.
Enjoy the jail cell. Enjoy the jail cell. Yeah. And I close with a great
awesome,
moment.
Though.
This is from I think Thursday of last week. Letterman had Regis on, and Regis was talking about his appearance, which we've played on a previous audio vault on Hot in Cleveland, where he played
a
sexually ambiguous hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about that show and Betty White. Here's David Letterman and Regis Philbin.
Yeah. Did you ever have any you know what I'm saying? Any kind of like? Did you ever you and Betty ever get it on?
No.
Because I know a lot of people did.
You know what I think? No. I think you're very, very jealous. It could have been Dave, the hairstylist.
Yeah, Ooh. Right. Yeah.
yeah, he's supposed to be gay. No one knows if he's gay or not gay. I mean, I used to, you know what it
well,
is?
Well, people say the same about you.
Yeah. Well,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong nothing with it
wrong
at all.
Nothing wrong. That is your audio vault. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. Yeah. 70 yeah. years old today. Bless you, Sir Paul. And we will be back with buzz and news after this small pause. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, and we have news with Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Rob. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page for your home and your workplace. Remember, it powers the show when you buy your stuff through our Amazon link. The banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account with your name on it. We get the credit. You save money and keep the show going when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com. So do that, okay?
Yeah, do it today.
The FCC is finally going to take a look. Let me try that again. FCC is finally going to take a look at cell phone safety. Will the radiation give you brain cancer? Now, most studies say no, but most studies have been conducted by the industry itself, so they might be a bit prejudiced.
I love my phone. I would say I might take little cancer. Just a little.
We all love it that much. Yeah. And surveys are showing more and more that we prefer our phones to vacations and sex and you know, a lot of other things. Mm. Now, the government's going to look into these 15-year-old regulations on cell phone radiation. Remember, these rules were made 15 years ago before most people even had cell phones.
These regulations are so old, they can be driving.
If I had a nickel for every time I've said this, if you touch it, you'll fall in love. Ooh. The secret is out on one of Apple's most clever marketing techniques. You gotta. it has always worked, and Apple has learned this too.
Yeah,
and I would be interested to know if Todd Moore from Tech 411 knows about this as well. You guys might want to talk about this on your show. The screens on laptops at Apple stores are set every morning and reset throughout the day by the employees to sit at a 70-degree angle.
Oh, did not know that.
The reason. Yeah. Is because in order to get a good look at the screen, you are then forced to touch it. And Apple's research shows that if you touch it, you will fall in love with it.
Wow. Damn.
Isn't that clever?
That's smart.
It's sneaky, but it's the kind of sneaky I admire.
It's brilliant.
That's similar that, you know, that Mary Kay sales ladies were instructed to wear their pins upside down. So that when someone corrected them and said, you know, your pin's upside down, they say, oh, yes, and I sell Mary Kay. That was their in to start a conversation. But there's little ploys like that that really make a difference.
I had like this screaming rager this morning when I woke up.
Right.
And it didn't work out the same way that it worked for
Mary
Kay.
Well, it was probably not. It was probably not 70 degree angle.
That's the problem right there.
That's not my optimum viewing angle.
And do not touch.
And it was raining.
Yeah.
Do not touch.
Why don't you go put that in the sunroof, Mr. Man?
you can touch the computers, but don't touch what you find mostly on the beaches of the Jersey Shore. Those beaches reopened yesterday after being closed in a panic on Saturday after insulin syringes were found in the sand along Long Beach Island.
All from Governor Chris Christie. Trying Brilliant. To get his blood sugar regulated.
And do not touch Dick Cheney, even though the Supreme Court has now ruled
in
your
favor.
Dude,
stop there. Don't worry.
A man visiting... You need to know the backstory on this. A man visiting the Beaver Creek Mall in Colorado. He phoned a friend back then, a few years back, 06 it was, to say that then Vice President Cheney was there and that this man planned to ask Cheney how many kids he'd killed that day.
Wow.
Not a Cheney fan.
No.
A Secret Service agent overheard this conversation and arrested the man when the man later touched Cheney on the shoulder. The Supreme Court has now ruled that the man was wrongfully arrested and detained.
Wow. Yeah. But don't touch them anyway.
Yeah.
And then
not
really
a good
do
idea.
Wash your hands. You know, it might be better to go ahead and touch those syringes and leave Dick Cheney alone.
They've opened a vagina debate in Michigan.
What?
Opened?
It's all in how you stack the words,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
This debate started when a Democratic state lawmaker chastised Republicans for trying to legislate vaginas with laws on birth control and abortion. She said this in a speech on the floor of the Michigan House. A lot of people didn't like that.
No.
She was then banned from speaking, and the word vagina was banned from floor debate in the legislature. Now, Lisa Brown says she will stage a special performance of the play The Vagina Monologues on the steps outside the state capitol.
Lisa Brown!
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Lisa Brown, vagina.
Last week, we reported on a push by the governor of New York and the mayor of New York City to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. Now the mayor of Chicago is doing the same thing. Rahm Emanuel is proposing giving police the option of ticketing those holding. The fines would range from $100 to $500. Now it's up to the Chicago City Council. Police are in favor of it.
I don't know.
What is a small amount?
Usually announcer less. I'll have to look at the proposal, but I think
would
that's
you Alipin relax, dude? Yeah. We're not in Chicago.
That's considered small enough to be for private use and not so much for sale.
That's what I'm saying. Retail. That's a big amount for like just private use.
Right. Well, you know, it's a,
sometimes you got a whole weekend.
It's not a pound.
Maybe it's a tough month.
I'll stop and buy some at the mall on the way to the beach.
You need to stock up your refrigerator.
You'll be stopping anyway. Air traffic controllers are still sleeping on the job in spite of new regulations aimed at stopping that. The rules have been violated nearly 4,000 times since, according to a new FAA report.
I'm no expert, but that seems high.
It's a lot. Now, these are just the rule violations. It doesn't mean they were sleeping 4,000 times.
Okay, good.
They're just breaking the new rules that are aimed at preventing them sleeping. The new rules came after two pilots had to land their own late-night flights. Maybe you remember this because the tower operators were napping at the time.
It's the damn white noise app.
Hey, how dare you?
And it works.
It does.
Jerry Sandusky's only defense at this point is that he has a personality disorder that makes his alleged behavior weird but not evil. The defense, such as it is, begins today. Sandusky himself, in a dramatically risky move, stay by your radios and TVs, is expected to take the stand during this defense.
Wow, because he did not handle himself well with Costas.
No.
I can't imagine him in an unfriendly environment doing anything.
Here's a guy who likes to talk, and if we've learned anything, he talks too much. Yeah. So he's really going to put himself, like he's not already in trouble, he's really going to put himself in further jeopardy.
He cannot articulate himself.
No, mm-mm. You're right.
He can't do it.
That's exactly right.
Like, he sits there, and he sounds like a pedophile.
Yep.
So
yeah.
It's going to get worse. So, like I said, stay close.
Good call.
some quick hits.
Yes.
Rodney King, the man who was beaten by Los Angeles police some years back, prompting a closer look at police brutality, found dead at the bottom of his swimming pool. Police say foul play is not suspected.
Here he is.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
There he is.
That's it.
Tread water.
The bright side, he had a swimming pool.
Way too soon.
Deputy Dog. Deputy Dog rides again.
Dag nabbit, Buzz.
Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's men arrested a 6-year-old girl Friday for being an illegal alien. On the same day that the president softened U.S. policy on young illegals.
Any relation, Oscar?
No.
And maybe you heard about this guy, because this was disheartening when we heard a man hitchhiking across the country to write a book about American kindness.
No.
Maybe you heard he got shot.
No, that sucks.
He did. He's going from West Virginia to Montana, I think. And along the way, he got shot. He told police it was a random drive-by shooting. Police started a search for the maroon pickup truck from which the shots allegedly came. The man writing the book about American kindness now admits he made up that story to get publicity.
Oh. Did he
shot
really?
Himself.
What a jerk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's a jerk face.
And finally.
No.
Finally, 28-year-old Charles Marshall of Cincinnati loves his teddy bear. In fact, over the last couple of years, he's been arrested 4 times for having sex with his teddy bear in public.
Wow.
One time it was
That's best done at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In the morning when it's raining. One time it was in the restroom at a library.
When he wakes up with a rager.
This time.
With the sunroof open.
This time when Chuck was busted, it was after being spotted with the teddy behind a health clinic. Clinic workers turned him in spite of no reports of plushy love actually resulting in sexually transmitted disease.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wonder if there's going to be any of that in that new teddy bear movie.
Well,
have
you
seen
know,
that?
No, yes, I have seen that. Yeah. And I'm very concerned about that.
I think it's called Ted, right?
Yes.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited. I woke up with a rager. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
You didn't.
We'll be back tomorrow.
He wishes
you
did.
Know you didn't.
Dude, I can still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's show
brought
to you
by
a brand new sponsor, Torres Perry Mitchell.
More separation, Buzz. More separation.
You guys may need them. Torres Perry Mitchell, medical malpractice does happen even at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a pro, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM, where other firms send their toughest cases and has the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be back tomorrow, folks, with a brand new one. Great to be back. Great to see all you guys.
Thank you.
And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Wait, you were gone?
What? See, that's called a callback.
That is.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dolphin Den, local seafood fair. We are open every day, hope to see you there.